Okay, good morning, everybody. So in the Rambam Chabura, we're holding in Perek Ches of Matanos Aniyim. We're talking about Pidyon Shvuyim, Shrap to Halacha Yedalad. So based on the Gemara, Masech Vegitin, the Rambam Paskins, Eved, Shenishba, Ho, Betavel, Hashem, Avdus, Vekibalav, Mitzvos, Podinoso, Ki Yisrael, Shenishba, right? The status of an Eved Kanani, right, is, you know, as far as mitzvos are concerned, La Me'isha, and there's at least you know, an element of Kedushas Yisrael, V'tavol L'shem Abdus, V'kibol Levis HaMitzvos, right? He's not going to be you know, the full status until the Shechur takes place, and then it becomes a de facto ger, but it's enough to cross the threshold in terms of Pidyon Shvuyim, and again, with a very strong Achicha emphasis that we have in Tzedakah, and then, you know, as our theory has been the whole time, that Pidyon Shvuyim is really, you know, Tzedakah plus Sakanas Nefashos. The second half of this Rambam is the part that I want to develop. V'shavoy shehimir la'akum, v'afilu mitzvah achas, kigon sheya ochal nevela la'achis, v'chayotze bo, the Rambam says, asr lifdoso. Okay. So the Radvaz here, you know, has a brief essay on, well, let's say, you know, he's ochal nevela satayavon. There are some who think that, you know, the Rambam thinks that you don't necessarily have to redeem such a person. It would, you know, the Gemara talks about it, and the Gemara says that, in fact, you know, it did happen. The Gemara says that Reb Ami, in fact, was poda in ochel nevelos alate avon, but you could always argue that's lifnim mishur as hadin, and the Radvaz says, well, I don't think so, because the Rambam would have actually said so. So the truth of the matter is, if you look in the Ragged Shavar's commentary in the Sefnas Paneach, he points out that, you know, this is not just a matter of, you know, a deal here or there, but it's a mefurish Ram. The Ram Hilchos Ratzeach and Berek Dalad tells us, this is the last halach in the Perek, Yisrael Bal Averos, you know, Omid Berisho Tamid, Ela Osa Averos Lahanoas Atzmo, Kigon Ochel Nevelos Ateyavon, Mitzvah Lahatzilo, Vasar Lamar Al Damo. So if there's an issue of Lo Samar Al Dam Reacha, Vein Lecha Lo Samar Al Dam Reacha Gdola, then, you know, Pidyon Shvuyim, as the Ram discussed quite explicitly. So, of course, the law of Lo Samar Al Dam Reacha applies to an Ochal Nevelos Ateyavon. So the Radvaz, you know, I think tread too lightly on that issue. The fact is that, you know, it's clear that the mitzvah L'Hatzilo applies. But what about the Ochal Nevelos L'Hachis, right? Because the Gemara Masech Tachul and Davei, Bachem Chilakti V'lo Ba'umos, you know, talks about the idea of a Mumar L'Cholat Harakula, which is Dafka not the same as, you know, Mumar L'Davarachad, even if it's L'Hachis. So the fact is, the Rambam, you know, takes a very strong view of a mumar l'davarachad if it is in fact the hachis. And I want to just draw this out from Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Gimel. There are other places as well, but, you know, to make some diukim. The Rambam talks there about people who forfeit their chelek in olam haba, and the Rambam introduces that ve'elu in she'en lam chelek olam haba al nichratim ba'ovdin v'nidonin al godol risham v'chatasim li'olam ul'ome olamim. They talk about minim, apikorsim, kofrim, Batora, Kovrim Bitchias Hamesim, Viasagol, Mardim, Achtia Harabim, Parshim Darchia Tibor, Osa Averos, Biad Rama, Befarhesek, Yoyakim, Mosrim, Atila Imal Atibor, Shov Chedamim, Bali Lashonhara, Moshe Chorlaso, right? So the Rama refers to them, Godel Risham, Vichatasam, and therefore, you know, Nichratim Veovdin, Leolam, Leome, Olamim. So here he refers to them as Mardim. Just a little bit later on, you know, the Rambam talks about Shnaim Him Hamumarim Bi Yisrael. So amumar lavera achas, right? This is the ochal nevelos lahachis model. V'amumar l'chol haTorah kula. That's, you know, somebody, let's say, who's mechal Shabbos b'far hesia or avodah zara, or as the Rambam describes here, you know, he thinks that, you know, Klal Yisrael, why bother sticking with them? You know, there are better teams to root for. So here he says amumar lavera achas zeh shehichzik atzmo lasos oso avera bezadon, right? Shehichzik atzmo, he's proud of it. V'hur galvan is parasimba, and he's famous for it. You know, he walks down the street, and everybody says that's the ochel nevelos lahachis guy. Avilu haisa minakalos, even if it's, you know, not you know, lav sheish bokares or misas bezdin or misas bidei shamayim. The fact of the matter is, it's an assault on the mitzvah. Kigon shochzik tamid lobo shatnez lahakiv peya v'nimtzak ilu batla mitzvah mina olam etzlo hareza mumar lo sodaver ushi yase lahachis. And again, the Rambam puts in, you know, the caveat at the end that he really is doing it as a deliberate assault, you know, on the das itself. It's very reminiscent of the sugya of Yiharik Vel Yavor, because there, this distinction between lahanas atzmo or lavir na ladas, you know, lahachis, is obviously a very live and relevant distinction. And when it comes to things outside of the gimel chamuros, if it's bifar hesia, Whether or not a person will have to lay down their life depends what the non-Jew's intent is. And in fact, you know, in that, you know, context itself, you know, when the Rambam talks about Shas HaShmad, so the Rambam says, Yamud Melech Rasha, Kenvuchan Metzer, Vechaverav, Levatel Dasam, O Mitzvah, Min Hamut, Mitzvos. Even an assault on one mitzvah can trigger for the Rambam Shas HaShmad. Interestingly, Rashi, in that famous Gemara, Sanhedrin Aydalan Medbeis, Arkis de Masana, talks about even a minhag. But be that as it may, the Rambam had a very strongly held view that somebody who assaulted one mitzvah, either from the outside, you know, that could trigger Yeharik Valyav, or from the inside, that, you know, compromises a person's status in terms of, you know, Kedushas Yisrael, in terms of having the protections affiliated and associated with Kedushas Yisrael. So that's where the contrast to the Eved is so fascinating, right? The Eved doesn't have the full Kedushas Yisrael until the Shechror, but he crosses the threshold because Tavol Hashem Avdus and there's Kabbalah Samitzvos. Right, the person with the full Kedushas Yisrael, but he's, you know, Ochel Nevelos Lahachis, right, he's a Mumar L'davar Echad, so he doesn't have the protections associated with Lo Samad Al Dam Reyachar, Hatzel Kuchim L'maves, or, you know, V'chazakta Boger V'tosha V'chayimach, V'chayachi Chayimach, Lo Sametzes L'vavcha, whatever you want to pick. He doesn't have any of those protections because it's an assault on the Torah itself. It's very fascinating. If you go on in the Rambam, when the Rambam talks about a later category of somebody forfeits his role in the Olam Haba. So the Rambam notes, there is Osa Averos Biyad Rama, otherwise known as the Megalophonim Batorah. And I think that this is basically the same, in my judgment, as, you know, an Ochel Nevelos Lahachis, except this person does multiple Averos. But it doesn't really matter in the end. For the Rambam, they end up at the same place, which is no place good, Nechratir V'ovdin, the olam l'omayad hosaveres biad rama ki yoyakim ben chasa kalos ben chasa chamuros in lochelak olam haboa v'zeo anikra megalafani batora mibnei sheheiz mitzcho v'gila pana v'lo bovish midivrei Torah. Right, Klal Yisrael are by Shadim, the Gemara says leman tia yirasa alpeneichem levilti techto. So what we have here is the idea that the ochel nevelos lahachis is basically assaulting the religion itself. Heiz mitzcho v'gin l'pana v'lo bosh midivrei Torah, or from the one who gave the Torah, you know, to be perfectly clear. And therefore, that assault is enough to strip this individual of any of the protections that would typically be associated with Kedushas Yisrael. The Rugged Shavar in that same essay where he talks about it's obvious to him that Ochel Nevelos Tetayavon is protected by Lo Samar Odam Reyachah based on the Rambam and Hilchos Ritzayach, says that in effect, you know, a person who's, you know, Ochel Nevelos Lahachis, the Rambam is of the view, he paskins that that is Mumar Lahachis, Afilu Mumar Ladavar Echad is a min. You know, he's in the worst category. And I think the Lashonos that we talked about here in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel, whether it's Megalophonim Batorah, Osa Averos Biyad Rama, are very clear in substantiating that idea, especially in conjunction with the Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah, where he talks about the Vatal Dasam, O Mitzvah, Min HaMitzvos, that even one mitzvah, right, can be equated with an attack on the entire religion. So the Rambam's, you know, equation of Mumar L'Davar Echad with Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula, you know, as long as it's lahachis, is completely l'shitaso, and this will give you harik val yavor. And yet, for the Rambam, there couldn't be a greater chasm, a greater world of difference between l'teyavon and lahachis when it comes to, you know, all statuses, but especially the issue of lo samod al dam reyacha. So, you know, the Radva says, you know, the Rambam would have said it. The Rambam would have said if he believed that, you know, redeeming an ochel nevelos l'teyavon like Rabami did was lefnim mishur asadin. But it's really more than that. It's that he did say it, and it was unfathomable to the Rambam that anybody could equate an ochel nevelos l'teyavon with an ochel nevelos l'haches. You know, that's something that's just completely incomparable as halacha categories. You know, people fail, the flesh is weak, and, you know, we look at those people as full Jews, and they just need to do tshuva in this particular area. They're not going to have nemanos in that area until they do tshuva, but they can restore their cheskas kashra. Somebody who's making a brazen assault on the religion, even if it's only one aspect of the religion, Torah Hashem Tmima, and the Rambam believed in an equation between Mumar L'Davrecha L'Haches and Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula. Bain, as far as, you know, Olam Haba is concerned, Bain as far as Yeharek V'al Yavor is concerned, Bain as far as triggering a Shas HaShmad is concerned, it's all one and the same, L'Shitas HaRambam. Everybody have a great day.